The shit show.
Yeah, that was a shit show.
The shit show.
Yeah, that was a shit show.
Morgan, it's the 1 year anniversary.
It's the 1 year anniversary. February 1st. Oh my God, it really is.
It's the 1 year anniversary of me getting my heart broken in Boston.
Yeah. How are you feeling? Are you okay? How's like the year been since?
I mean, right after that coronavirus happened. And so
overshadowed.
What happened was I got my heart broken on like February 1st in Boston. And then I had like a whole month and like a few days to get over it. And then like to try to compartmentalize and get over it. And then I was supposed to go back to Boston in mid-March to like fully get over it. Like to like go out with Morgan and like party and just be like, fuck it, like whatever. Right. And then coronavirus hit and we couldn't do it.
I do have to say that weekend, February 1st, when we went to, oh my God, I'm totally blanking on the name of the club.
Scorpion.
No, when we went to the gay bar.
Oh, Club Cafe.
Club Cafe. It was the best weekend of my life. We met so many people that night. So many people.
That was still one of the best weekends of my whole life was that weekend.
It was fun because everyone gathered around, like everyone came out, and then you met other people, and it was so fun.
What? Okay, here's what happened. For those of you, I talked about it a little bit in the first episode, but this is really a shit show. So I had, you know, I frequently reference like my horrible relationship in college, and I had a few little flings after that, but this was like the first thing since that really felt like real, which is ironic because it was the fakest thing ever.
It was virtual only.
Which is how most of my relationships are.
It was almost like you guys were getting ready for COVID. Like, you know how all these colleges like went remote? Like, you guys were remote the whole time.
We were remote the entire time, yeah. Which is fine.
It was a remote romance. That should be called something.
That should be a movie. I'm surprised they didn't film full-blown movies. Maybe they did and we're going to get them soon, but yeah. I'm surprised they didn't film full-blown Zoom movies during...
I just watched Anne Hathaway's new movie. It was filmed completely in lockdown, I believe in September, and it was just released like last week or something. Oh, wow.
What's it called?
It was called Lockdown. it was not that great, but...
It wasn't good.
Do you?
I mean, it was interesting to like watch the entire time and be like, oh, they filmed this, you know.
Did you guys notice I wasn't there the entire time you were saying that? I was the connection cut out. So
I just saw you frozen when he was saying it was remote and it was called Lockdown. But wait, quick sidebar: do you guys like Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway. I mean, I kind of like I like Anne Hathaway. Her, you know what really changed my opinion about her when she played Fantine in Les Mis. She was unbelievable. She, like, that performance was like, whoa, she's an actress. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know what? The Academy did recognize her for that performance ultimately. Yeah.
My favorite thing was when she cried like this.
No one can see what you're doing. It is a completely audio medium.
I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living.
It's just hard because I feel like actresses like her, like, I'll never unsee her as Mia Thermopolis, Grinaldi, Princess of Genovia. I'll never unsee her. But anyway.
In your head, that's what she's like.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, a lot of people give her flack because she does try too hard to be, like, this Jennifer Lawrence, Emma Stone relatable, and she doesn't really hit the mark.
But wasn't she there first?
Yeah, she was there first.
No, she was there first. However, she's not like the fun, quirky, like, oh my God, I'm a guy's girl that loves pizza and everything.
She's a conformist. Tries to fit
that. Is she trying to do that? I've never noticed that about her.
Watch her interviews. She's very cringy. But I think she's a fantastic actress.
Did you guys
know that
apparently she's like a public crier? Did you guys know this about her?
Like at a restaurant, she'll cry?
No, apparently she like cries. Let me look it up.
What's a public crier?
I see it on Du Mois all the time, and it's like this like rumor about her that apparently Anne Hathaway's like always crying, like she's you know, like the girl in your class that like would always, the kid that was always, that wasn't girl, I'm not being sexist, there was always a kid, a lot of times it was boys, they would always just cry,
they just cry. Oh, all right, anyway,
she's, her family is from Cape May.
They're really? From Genovia, I thought.
They're from Genovia.
There are so many actors and actresses from New Jersey. Meryl Streep. That's the only one I can really think of that's like, wow. Like, New Jersey, and it's Meryl Streep. And I just...
Not an actress, but Kelly Ripa? Yeah.
Oh, Kelly Ripa's... Ripa. Like, isn't it crazy that Kelly Ripa is the Giaconelli's first cousin? That's so crazy to me.
Another sidebar about Kelly Ripa. So, okay, when we first started this podcast, Anthony, I was like, oh my gosh, I think I have found like my calling.
I still think you have. I think you got to lean into it more.
I think so,
too. You're a wonderful interviewer. Yes.
Thank you. Wow, guys. Oh, my. Well, so when we first started, I was so nervous because I was never, like, on this platform before. And I was like, okay, I'm going to emulate Kelly Ripa because she's, like, kind of, like, an airhead but funny and, like, herself and all this stuff, very authentic. She's been in the industry for so long. It is almost impossible to find an interview with her. I was so disappointed. Unless it's the same case where, like, I couldn't find, like, a celebrity's birthday.
Oh, like where she's getting.
I couldn't find.
There's just
anything.
Some celebrities you can't find their birthday.
I am also like a self-proclaimed the worst Google searcher on the planet. I'm so bad at it.
Oh,
Google.
Don't sell yourself short. No,
but Anthony, listen to this. How bad of a planner am I?
Well, I actually don't know about that anymore. But, I guess traditionally she's pretty bad.
I'm pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
How are you not finding, what are you Googling that you're not able to find certain celebrities' birthdays? what could you possibly be putting in the search bar?
I think that it's usually like C-list celebrities or like B-list, and I just like can't find them. I just can't find them.
You can find my birthday online. You can literally find my birthday.
All right.
You can probably find yours. I would go as far to say.
Anyway, Anthony, go back to February.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then I met this guy through like a friend of a friend. He lived in Boston, and we met on Instagram, and we just like we talked every day, like had FaceTime sex, like we were just like in love and like close to saying I love you to each other. And I was like, this is it. Like, this is fucking it.
Right.
And so we made plans to go. I made a plan to go to Boston to see him. And I was like, well, it works out because Morgan lives in Boston. So like, of course, like it'll be a trip where I'm hanging out with Morgan, but it's primarily to go see him. And so the plan was, because Morgan had a work event that Thursday, that what I was going to do was I was going to arrive on Thursday, I had a reservation for us. We had a date on Thursday night. Then I was going to sleep over his place. And then Friday, we were going to spend the whole day together. Then we were going to go out with Morgan Friday night to Club Cafe.
Right.
So I get there on Thursday. And mind you, next to me on the plane is a guy with a face mask on. And I took a Snapchat of him. And I was like, how weird is this guy? Like, a freak that's nervous about the coronavirus. Like, that's never going to hit us. So I get to Boston. I go out. I'm, like, riding a high. I'm, like, picking up wine. I'm calling everybody. I'm, like, I'm so nervous for tonight, but I'm so excited. Lo and behold, totally doesn't answer any of my text messages. I'm, like, there in Boston to see him. Then he calls me crying. He's, like, I had the worst day at work. I can't see you tonight. And he's, like, I feel like we're just, like, moving, like, so fast. And I'm, like, I'm already here. Like, I'm here in Boston. Like, you knew I was coming to see you. And like, he gave me no hints. Like, that's the other thing. Like, he had given me no hints like that anything was wrong until literally like 15 minutes before the date. So then I just kind of was like, whatever. And I went out with Morgan and her friends that night after their work thing, and we got fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Then I got in a fight.
Blacked out. Yeah, there was.
Like, I got in a fight with one of Morgan's coworkers.
But like, Anthony, you know, but like, you didn't even like start it. Like, you were telling a story, and then like a true story, and just a funny true story, and like all hell broke loose. all hell broke loose.
What story was I telling? Yeah,
it was what? The blueberry story.
Oh, I forgot about the blueberry ice cream. Yeah, this girl accused me of hooking up with her boyfriend like 4 months prior, which I had not. I was like, right. What is going? I was just like, the world is so fucking annoying. I was just like,
but, like,
let's
you
get-
just like weren't. But I remember Anthony like seeing. I remember I felt so bad because about the date falling through, and then when I saw you, you were at the bar. You were so silent. And I was just like, oh no. And even still.
That's how you know. That's how
was,
you know.
There was like still like, for some reason, people were just getting like so mad. But you weren't doing anything.
That's how you know that it's bad is when I'm being quiet.
Right.
Like when I'm being quiet, that's like bad. Anyway, the next day, Morgan went to work. I'm hungover in bed. The guy texts me and he's like, I'm feeling better today. Like, I love if we, like, went out, like, during the day. So I'm like, okay, turn around. Like, he's fine. He was just having a bad night last night.
Right.
Where Morgan's, he comes over. Okay. We have sex in Morgan's bed. Not really in her bed, like, on this chest that was in front of her bed.
Yeah, there's, like, an ottoman, like, in front of my bed at the foot. And, that ottoman has seen the light of day.
So many people have had sex in Morgan's bed. So, and me, the common denominator is me and Morgan.
I think we've counted.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then plus me and you, 7. Right. Right. So. Whatever. Anyway, so, but what's funny about it is that like half of them are from me. That's what's funny about
it. It just, oh my God. I mean, I didn't care. I really didn't care. As long as you were having like fun, whatever.
Well, I came in literally 1 second. Like, it was the worst thing ever. Like, I put it in and I came like, boom, just so fast. Then we went out to this lunch, which was nice, and we were having, like, an amazing day. Like, it was a full-blown, like, 6-hour date. Like, we had so much fun, and we got, like, espresso martinis, and, like, but I paid for the whole thing. I spent, like, $500 this day, okay?
Yes.
Then he gives me a kiss. He gives me a kiss. He's like, I'm going to see you tonight. I'm going to come to Morgan's tonight.
Right.
Well... We get ready. We're having the best time.
We have
Morgan.
Friends
we're
over.
Getting ready.
We're pre-gaming. We're listening to songs. Like, we're going through memory lane. We're planning songs for our wedding. Like, all this, like just like a nice time. I'm setting the scene.
And I was like, oh, he's going to be coming soon. Like, I bet. Like, he just, oh, because then he answered our text.
Right. Because
then I sent him a photo of us getting ready and he was like getting in the shower, like, I'll be there soon.
Right. And like I was DMing him and I was like, can't wait to meet you. Like all this stuff. Like, can't wait to see you later.
And then it was like, and the beat goes on, boom, 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 and the beat goes on. And then it was just time after time. Nothing, no message. I check my Snap map. He's in a town like 5 miles outside of Boston. I'm like, what is he doing?
Right.
Like, lo and behold, lie. Never shows up. It to Morgan's, never shows up to Club Cafe. I was crying in the club. The next day,
well, wait. So we were at Club Cafe, and Club Cafe is like notorious for having like the longest lines ever. This night, it was raining. It was snowing. It, like, remember?
Yeah, it was flirt, and you were like, look, snow.
All I could focus on was the snow. And I mean, obviously, every time someone got out of the car, Anthony.
We are waiting.
No, every time someone was getting out of the car, like Anthony and I were like, oh my God, is that him? Oh my God, is that him? Every single time.
Oh, spoiler alert, none of them were. None of them were him. We met this guy, Miguel, in line, who we really loved.
Oh yeah, Miguel. So sweet. So
we
fun.
Had we had the best time with him. He still follows us on Instagram. Anywho, never shows up. I made out with like so many people that night at Club Cafe. The next day was a full blown chaos spiral. Remember the milk? Remember the I had ordered the milk. I drank a full glass of milk at brunch with a Bloody Mary.
Diet Coke, spiraled. Coffee, orange juice. We were
is
at brunch.
Good for hangovers?
It is for Anthony.
That's sounds like the worst possible.
It is good. It hydrates. Milk is more hydrating than water. I don't know if you knew this. Look it up.
So, you're doing. It's like dairy milk. Sorry. Yes. Yeah, or oat milk or what?
As opposed to what? Almond milk.
Almond milk. Wasn't aware. I don't know.
No, it was like white dairy milk. And mind you, think about this. We were at brunch with 12 people. When's the last time?
I started fights with people. I was just like yelling at people too.
At brunch?
Yeah, remember I was yelling at Dusty? Oh, yeah. I was like, oh!
You're like, see the blueberries. So the blueberries? Yeah, because she was...
I was like this to her the whole time. I was just being crazy.
It's just it's also crazy to think that like we used to go to brunch with like 12 people like at a time.
Yeah, that is crazy to think about.
Oh my god, so easy. It was like a given.
And we were like bar hopping. I was outside smoking cigarettes. I was just like, yeah, life is crazy. It's just nuts how things happen. And people were like, how do you know Morgan? I was like, well, we've known each other for like ever, but the reason why I'm here this weekend is because I was like supposed to meet a boy this weekend and it's like just didn't work out.
Oh god.
Yeah, anyway, the weekend was really then I think it was Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh yeah, it was. And me and you watched the Super Bowl at this place, Shenanigans, and
oh, we got so Morgan. Remember?
Anthony, who did you say that my doppelganger was? And I think it was a man.
Was he? Was he on the football team?
No, it was like some random doppelganger. You're like, you know, you really look like Joe Pesci, and I was like, what? I was like.
We had actually now that's the weekend of you only wanna call me when I
give you sad eyes.
Oh, I would give anything to go back to that weekend.
Yeah, me too. It was fun.
Horrible, but it was so much fun.
It's like, would you?
And then wait, was that the weekend that we got horse tranquilizers?
Yes, it is. Oh my god, so this is what happened. I was telling everybody who we met what happened with this guy, like with him, and Morgan was like like in the background. And then like
just like
we
that
just we just spiraled, like we were just completely spiraling that whole weekend. And then Sunday was the Super Bowl. What do we do when we get up? We start drinking. Well, no, I then
no,
went
no,
back
no,
and
no,
slept
no,
at
no.
somebody's
every,
place.
Every Sunday when Anthony's visiting, it is a war, a battle to rally as many people as possible. And this day, we couldn't rally one person.
We couldn't rally anyone. Like, we
one.
Know that, and this is what, I'm so naive. Every time I really believe it. People are, I go, when I get there, I go, listen, Sunday is the day, just so you know. Me and Morgan know that Friday night we're getting into the vibe. Saturday,
we're
kind of hungover.
We're assessing the vibe Friday. We're assessing.
Yeah, we're
Saturday,
assessing the vibe.
Saturday, we put it in place. Sunday, yeah. We see who it sticks to.
Yeah, and Sunday's the day that it's really becomes classic. Like, we go, there's no filth. On Sunday, we don't say, like, what's scary about us on Sundays is we don't care about what we're saying. We don't care who we're affecting. We don't care what we're wearing. We always have the best outfits on Sundays too.
Oh my god, it's so good.
We get like church vibes almost.
Right. It's like Sunday is God's day, so we abide by that. Listen, our Sundays, like when we're drinking, it's Sunday fun days, are a lot like church. And wait. There's a lot of reasons why. First reason, we try to gather as many people together to bond together on a Sunday. Two, we wear turtlenecks.
Turtlenecks on Sundays.
And three, we always repent for our sins from Saturday and Friday.
Oh, that's good. And
four, we eat nothing. Wine. Yeah, oh, wine, yeah. And we eat nothing but wine and maybe bread. Maybe
and carbs, yeah.
And carbs. So we really just have the body of Christ, blood of Christ. Gather, turtlenecks, repent.
I never understand when people on Sundays are like, oh yeah, like I'm gonna like get ready for the week. I'm gonna go like food shopping and just like snuggle and watch Netflix. I'm like, fuck you. Like yeah. This is the day that we go the craziest. Like yeah. This is the, if you're already gonna be anxious on Monday, no matter right. whether or not you do Netflix, nothing Sunday. Right, yeah. Right.
You're might always as well, like, gonna have some stories to go into Monday with.
Yeah, you're always gonna be anxious on Monday. You're always gonna have a bad Monday. And so yeah. You might as well just make it a
fun day.
Hungover one, too.
Fun day. Hungover one,
well,
too.
Well, so that we did the...
Yeah, go ahead. What? Go ahead.
Well, we did, like, the Super Bowl that... The Super Bowl, and then Sunday wait. Is when we took the horse... Monday is when we took the horse tranquilizers in the morning. And I canceled my flight.
Yeah, he canceled his flight. I have never fallen asleep that way. I have never been so dead asleep, fallen asleep. I was in la 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 land. Like I had no idea what was going on. Oh my gosh, haven't we ever told the audience the story about the St. Patty's Day flight?
No, but we should tell it. We're gonna the St. Patty's Day flight story is iconic. This is a shit show.
It's everything. It's everything.
You started.
Okay. So I think it was now 3 St. Patty's Days ago. And I was in the middle of breaking up with a psychopath. Mm-hmm. And so that was going on.
Well, that's the weekend that we completely just like, I didn't like this guy like at all. This guy. Let's call him Fred.
Okay.
I didn't like Fred, but like Fred also was just such like a non-entity and like so non-harmful or dangerous in my opinion that I was just like, fuck him. I hated him though.
Right.
But we just totally cucked him, like blew him off. Like it was as if it was the first time Morgan ever met him when we ran into him that weekend. Do you remember this?
Was it? No. When did we see him? Even I no, don't even fucking
remember. This is what he would do to you, Morgan. This is what he would do every like time I would visit. Like it was like either Halloween or like Martin Luther King Day or St. Patrick's Day. Like anytime there was like a long weekend, yeah, like an excuse yeah. for a long weekend, and he would be like, you know, like I would come and he'd be like, well, you know that like Halloween is so important to me, or like you know that. Like, and I'd be like, you're
no,
weird,
not.
Man.
No,
like,
it's not. Or he would be like, okay, so you spend Friday and Saturday with Anthony and then you spend Sunday with me. And I was like, and what the fuck's Anthony supposed to do? Like, yeah. No. So St. Patty's Day, at that point, I had had it with him and I blew him off completely. Like, didn't want to talk to him, didn't want to see him, nothing. Like, I was just so like one track minded. Anthony and I found ourselves at the most random places in the world, like the most random apartments with the most random people. Remember the fight we started between that girlfriend and that girl and her boyfriend?
Wait, how did we start? How did we do that?
Because it was with Ange and we were at our friend's apartment. And her boyfriend.
We started a giant fight with them.
Yeah. And I have no idea why. Like, we were hanging out with them for hours. Like, they were being so welcoming, making us drinks. And then we all.
Except the girl was so annoying.
Yeah.
With the turtleneck.
She got, like, definitely on our nerves. Yeah. With the turtleneck.
She was like, let me show you my computer.
Tits. Oh, her tits. No, remember? She showed us her fake boobs.
Yeah, she was like, her whole vibe was that she was like living in a penthouse and that she was 35 but like had this young boyfriend and she was obsessed with like her job and making money. I was like, nobody cares, girl. Like literally nobody cares.
Right.
She was like, let me show you on Salesforce how much that I'm selling in comparison to how everybody else is selling. I was like,
what?
So this is St. Patrick's Day, bitch. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, we were so dressed up for St. Patty's Day and neither one of them were and the whole thing. So.
But they bought our dinner.
Yeah, they bought her dinner, which is like pretty nice.
Oh, and, because she's making so much money.
But it makes sense, as she should. And so Anthony and I were blacked out at this like nice Italian restaurant. I think we split like bolognese. And like, I don't remember. The rest really was history. Like, I really don't remember anything else. And so that must have been Saturday. Or was that Sunday?
No, that was Saturday.
So what did we do on Sunday?
Because I left on Sunday this Sunday. I shouldn't have left, but I left that Sunday.
And all right.
Then Morgan was breaking up with her boyfriend in the bathroom on Sunday. And I was like, I gotta go. Like, you gotta bring me to the airport. And then at this point, I was like, I'm just gonna call an Uber, Morgan.
Right. So I'll put it. So every year, obviously on St. Patty's Day in Boston, there's a huge St. Patty's Day parade. I had not been to the parade ever. So I never knew like where it went or like the roads it went on or the streets or nothing. So the street that I lived on was like the pinnacle of the parade. Like it was like where everyone gathered together in the street.
Yeah, it was like the center.
Yes. Like, there had been like newsletters to Boston residences about like not to drive through this street. Yeah. I had no idea.
It was like its own quarantine.
Yeah, like I wasn't on the newsletter, wasn't in the Facebook groups. I had no idea. My car was parked on top of another car. Okay. So I, that Sunday morning, could not find my car keys anywhere. I was breaking up with my boyfriend at the time. Anthony needed to get an Uber. Couldn't get an Uber anywhere because the streets were completely packed. No cars were going through. So I was like, oh my God, okay. I didn't even think to look out the window, keep in mind. So I borrow my roommate's car keys because she was parked under me. And I get Anthony in the car with his suitcase and his luggage and everything. And we go out the garage. The garage door opens and all of a sudden we just see this huge parade like going by us. Like, with like all of like the bagpipes and like all these drinks, everyone was so fucked up. Like, there's no way for us to get out at all. All the lanyards
and we're
all
so
the
hungover.
Shamrocks, and we're so hungover and all this stuff. And I tried getting out, but I couldn't. So next thing is, I was like, okay, we're gonna try calling Uber. All the Ubers were 27 minutes away, and not
it was like,
27 minutes from where I was, like 27 minutes from 5 miles from where we had. Like, it was so crazy. I was like, okay, we're gonna take public transportation. We walked to the red T stop. Again, none of the trains.
And Morgan was crying. I'm walking through the parade with my suitcase.
He was fine. Like, yeah, he was going through like cobblestone streets with like luggage and suitcase. Like,
I texted my boss. I was like, I might not make it to work tomorrow. You know what, Morgan? You know what I'm thinking?
What?
In hindsight, why didn't we just? This was so we were not thinking correctly. I should have just stayed. You were having a party at your apartment. I should have just stayed for the St. Patrick's Day party and done the parade and then went home the next day.
Yeah. No,
I had already told my boss that I might miss my flight. And he was like, that's fine. Like, why didn't we stay?
We were not thinking. And and then we finally got to the public transportation port where we needed to be. And we met the most consoling woman. Do you remember her?
Yeah. She was like, sweetie. I gotta let you know, you are not gonna make your flight.
Yeah,
you're not gonna make it, babe. No, that's not gonna happen. If you try really hard, like, I guess, but you're
she's like,
you're
if
not
you if you
it.
Run like faster than Usain Bolt, you might.
Remember when she laughed? She was like, "What time's your flight?" I was like, 4:45, and she was like, "Oh, you're not making that."
She's like, "I'll tell you when it's the airport bus, but you're not gonna make it."
We were like, and I think you went with me to the airport
No, I know, I let you go because I had some like breakup business to take care of. Which on my way to the breakup, I missed my train, which is like a whatever. But anyway, that weekend was
it comes full circle.
Guess so.
So we have something new to talk about.
What's that?
I don't know if I would call this a shit show, but guys, I am kind of a big deal right now.
You're a huge deal. And Billboard knows it as well.
Well, I mean, we're recording this on Monday. This episode comes out on Wednesday, so a lot could have transpired.
Yes,
yeah. Oh my God, what if more stuff happens in between? Not probably not.
What do you think next steps are here?
I think Taylor Swift is going to notice this. So guys, so for those of you who don't know, I went viral on I talked about it last week's episode. Right. I was starting to go viral.
He's manifesting this.
Yeah, I was.
And it really was happening
too.
Like, it wasn't just like a manifestation. Like, this was like bound to happen.
I mean, I was starting to go like completely viral on TikTok, and I was like, I mean, this would be really crazy if I like went fully viral, but it was just like getting a little bit of traction. The next thing I knew, it was going pretty big, and I had a few hundred thousand views in total on like a few of the videos, and I was like, this is crazy. And then Saturday, I don't know what happened. I think one of the prominent Swiftie accounts tweeted the video.
Yeah.
And it has like thousands of responses and quote tweets. And the video, guys, is me imitating what I think Taylor Swift is going to do on her next tour.
It is so good.
It's so good. It's amazing. So accurate.
Thanks, guys. And but you know what's funny is that I'm actually going to pat myself on the back because I never tried doing this before. Like, usually I have certain imitations that I do. I've never done this one before. Like,
it's usually when it happens is like when it's least expected. It's like most authentic.
And you know what? I'm happy I'm being recognized for being good at it.
Good.
And a lot of people have been like, this is making me feel so much better. I've been so anxious and I mean, it literally has like 7,000 comments, one of them. I was going through and I was like reading my fan mail. I was like, aww. Oh my God.
Do you like respond to any of them?
Yeah, some of them I do. But then, so last night, I just got out of the bath. I was like feeling really nice and relaxed. And there was a girl who commented and she was like, who's here from the news? Like, and I was like, I was like, what news? And she was like, I you could tell English was not her first language. And she was like, you on the news, guy. So proud of you. And I was like, what? So I Googled myself. It comes up Billboard. I'm telling you, I was like, oh my God. I was right here. I was like, oh my God, I'm on Billboard. And my mom was like, I don't believe you. I think you're pulling my leg. And I was like, no, I'm being so serious. And everybody was tweeting it at Taylor Swift. They're like, Taylor, please notice. She hasn't noticed yet. I think there's no way she can't say something to me after this.
Right. How do you think she would reach out?
I'm waiting for her to, I'm going through her Twitter likes. I'm waiting for her to like the tweet or for her management to DM me.
Well, I mean, like, what is her, like, history of, like, interacting with fans?
This is, like, it. That's why everybody's like, oh, my God, Taylor's going to notice you, because that's the thing. Like, if she's really good at reaching out to fans and stuff online.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, Anthony. So, okay. So, walk us through your thought process if she reaches out or her management team.
I don't, it's truly something that I can't predict. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I would, I really don't know what I'm getting so excited thinking about it.
Have you tried reaching out, like, to, like, the Ellen show? Just literally just, like, putting it out there, like, hey, I have this video, it's going a little viral right now. And, like, this is the type of video that she would pick up, I feel.
You think?
Ellen.
Should
I reach out to
Ellen? I don't think it would hurt at all.
It wouldn't hurt at all, no.
Oh my God, would I be canceled though because I would go on Ellen?
No. Don't even say that. But I think like if you went on Ellen, that would be a surefire way.
I'll go on the Nikki Blonsky show.
Definitely.
That's great.
Definitely.
Yeah. Friend of the pod.
Nikki Knights. Maybe we'll go on Nikki Knights.
That's incredible, Anthony. So which imitation was your favorite to do?
Well, I would say that my favorite to do is probably the one where I mashed up Cruel Summer and August. But the one that went the most viral was one that I was like doing this big long speech when I was like, you know, I wrote three very, very different albums, stories of folklore tales, lovers, and nights like this that can last forevermore. Aww.
When I first heard that, literally chills. It is so good.
Oh my God.
What if she doesn't reach out until she's on tour and she actually takes it? She takes what you said.
She could. Well, here's the thing. There are conspiracy theories about me going around online.
Shut up. Oh my God. Like what?
people think that I'm a marketing ploy for Taylor for
That's
the next
sexy.
Tour.
That's like a yeah. sexy like conspiracy.
They think that it's like a ploy because of her song The Man, like how she dressed up as The Man to like do the stuff. Am I fucking frozen again?
No.
Am I really frozen again?
No.
Am I really frozen again? Holy shit.
Now you're frozen.
Now am I back? Okay. The other theory going around is that I'm a ghostwriter for Taylor Swift and that, and that I work with her. Somebody looked up my LinkedIn and saw my AML media and was like, wait, it says that he represents like celebrities. And then the other one is because in my TikTok bio, I have PR in there. So they're like, wait, I think that he writes for her.
Wait, so people are trying to figure you out now.
Yeah, people are trying to figure me out hardcore.
Do you like it?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
Yeah. No, I love it. I'm so happy.
Have you guys ever gone viral for anything?
No, but I got my bangs from TikTok.
Oh, you got your bangs from TikTok. So the person who gave you who inspired you to get the bangs went viral.
Was viral, yeah. So I'm a result of someone who went viral, yeah.
Well, Andrew, you went viral. Can we hear about it?
I went viral in 2018. I submitted a contest with a couple friends and I to recreate a screen grab of the film Ocean's 8. And we submitted the contest. We all dressed up. I dressed up as Anne Hathaway. We got into a subway car, posed in the exact positions, got the outfits, whatever.
I know. It was so good.
Did a side-by-side. Ultimately did not win the contest, but Mindy Kaling did repost the picture.
Oh, my God.
And she captioned it, "Spot the Difference." And there are so many people commenting like, those aren't the real actresses, Mindy. And I hope that you can see that. And like, they're taking it
yeah,
so
people are like that.
That's
it's so
the
weird.
Thing. Like, reading comments is so crazy because like, people do take it so, so, so seriously.
It's
like,
so weird. So why are seriously. People like that?
It's so fucking weird. Yeah, there were like a lot of comments being like, they're drag queens, Mindy. And I'm like, most of the people in the picture are actually women. So.
People on the internet are so strange. Like, even on, like, Bronwyn stuff, like, my client, for those of you who don't know, my client is Bronwyn from Real Housewives Orange County, and she has 7 kids. And, like, one time she posted a photo of, like, she and her 7 kids, except one of the daughter's boyfriends was there. And she was just like, you know, the gang's all here, whatever. And some of the comments were like, Bronwyn, you have 8 kids. Why do you say that you have 7? And it's like, are you people like crazy? Like,
people like, love, like, I guess proving people wrong or thinking that they can or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bizarre. Like,
well, just like imagine having that much time too.
Right.
It's like, what?
Like, half of your brain is dedicated to like thinking like this. I don't know.
It's just like strange to me. I'm like, imagine seeing what that person looks like. Like, imagine being with that person while they're commenting.
Right.
They're like, Mindy, you know this isn't the right thing. And, like,
and then they're going to be like, they're definitely going to see this comment, like, every single time, right. You know?
I'll read Bronwyn's DM sometimes, and I'm like, you took the time to sit there and send this. Like, it'll literally be like, you cunt, bitch, whore, die, rotten hell, you motherfucker,
that's so
slut,
awful.
Dyke. And I'm like, the person's probably like a 58-year-old woman, like, sitting there, like, in her home with, like, a cup of tea next to her, like,
well, she just figured out how to like send messages.
Yeah. Right. And you know, and that the bitch is typing it like this too.
And this is what she's doing with now this like newfound knowledge. Well, it's like like, I feel like old like bullies or weird like pedophiles like online are always like the weird strange ones. Like, you know, whatever. We don't have to put that in at all. You can take
yeah,
that.
Okay.
Yeah. The one. No, it's fine. What were you getting at? What would
like,
you say?
I'm saying like these old like internet trolls are always like these people who just like have like zero life and like don't know what to do.
Yeah, I think that that's fair.
But
so guys, what do we think about the snow?
Oh my God, it's a terror here. It's actually
snow.
Dangerous to walk on snow. But
snow.
How what's everyone thinking of retrograde?
Uh-oh, is it happening?
Yeah, we're in it. Yesterday it started until the
20th. Oh no, it did. Oh no.
Anthony,
did it
I think Retrograde treats you well. Think about Billboard and when it happened.
Oh wait, it happened yesterday.
Yeah, see?
Is Mercury in retrograde? Or is that the excuse that I've always made? Cause remember that line? And I showed that to you and I was like, look.
Yeah. I mean, I could say
this is you.
That is me. That is me 100%. What was I gonna say about retrograde? I forget.
That it treats us well. I think it treats you well too, but you don't realize. I think it no, that it's not things happen to you during you change during retrograde.
I change. I don't know. I feel like my frequencies just like shift and like I don't know which way they're gonna go ever. So
and that's okay.
I always get very nervous. But you know, one of my favorite retrogrades was when we went to Nantucket.
Oh God. I mean, that is a story that people come up to me, they're like, when you and Morgan were in Nantucket, I got to tell you, it was one of the best weekends of my life. And I'm like, it was? Oh my God.
I was actually telling people about it like at work, I think last week. And they were like, you were on a boat? And I was like, yes. And like we were sponsored by Airbnb. It's unbelievable.
Like we were on a boat. Wait, remember when? Well, we can't talk about it. We can't talk about it.
Okay.
So yeah, it's snowing, and just a few episodes ago, guys, we were talking about snow, and how people are like,
it's gonna snow, and then when it comes, everyone's like, fuck the snow, like, fuck it.
Oh, I can't do that, it's snowing! And we're like, you wanted this.
Anthony, I thought of you, because someone at work today was like, yeah, I just like can't wait to...
What?
I can't wait to get home and use my snowblower. And I was like,
fuck them. They can go fuck themselves.
I was like, I feel like it's a little pointless because, like, where does the snow go? Just like in a pile or?
Yeah, where does right? It melts, guys. Right. It melts.
Right. It goes away. Like, leaves, even a leaf blower, like you've said before, is like the dumbest thing ever because it just blows the leaves like off to the side. Like,
and you know what I think is funny? I've been thinking about. Am I frozen again?
No, you're not frozen.
I gotta go get new Wi-Fi. I gotta go get new Wi-Fi because this is really ridiculous how I freeze. Now I'm back. The audience likes when I freeze, I think. I think they all like it. You know what doesn't? You know what else freezes?
What?
Rain, and it turns to snow.
Right, that's the whole thing.
Now, here's the thing that I've noticed. There's a correlation between people who love leaf blowers and snow blowers, but don't wear a mask, which I think is so funny. It's like the same people who are like, is it accurate?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the accuracy percentage?
It's just what I think. If you notice, people are like, oh, I'm going to blow the leaves because you got to get the leaves out of the way. They're like, I'm not going to wear a mask because we don't. What's the point? And it's like, what's the point of you, sir, blowing the leaves?
Off to the side for someone else to get them. I don't like it.
I only know this because I know one person who's like a leaf a leaf blower and a snow blower type person.
Are they the same people as the whistleblowers?
No, they wish. I'm going to blow a whistle on them. But I know this because, like, the one got in, like, kind of an argument, like, with my dad about the mask. And he was like, Mark, you're really going to wear the mask? And my dad was like, yes. Why wouldn't... My dad was just like, I don't get you people. What is your thing? Like, what is it? And then he's like, you don't use a snowblower? You don't use a snowblower? It's like, what... Do you not understand how stupid you sound?
Right.
Maybe the snow, fine. The leaves, really?
The leaves are worse. I agree with the leaves are way, way worse. I
get the snow. If you want to get it, I get the snow. The right. Leaves. Come on. The leaves. Your grass dies every year anyway in the winter.
This just goes back to, it made me right? Think like I was walking home. Yes, yes. And it was making, it'll go back to the Thanksgiving episode that we did and how I was walking home today and I was just like, humans were not meant for this. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we just like, we're not. Like, we needed a coat and a hat and gloves and boots and like all this external protection from all of this, all the elements. And we don't belong here. Like,
yeah.
We kind of like freak out a little.
What? Tell me more. Do you think this has had anything to do with retrograde?
Maybe. No, I don't think so. I think it just has to do with the fact that humans were put here. Humans were put here. Like, animals can be out in the snow without protection.
Well, think about this.
You talked about this before. Yes.
Yes, on the Thanksgiving episode.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. Get ready for this. Humans didn't survive by going out to try to fight the dinosaurs. They stayed in caves and were saved when the comet hit.
Huh. Humans weren't around when the dinosaurs were.
Yes, they were.
They never coexisted. Stop.
Yes.
Anthony, remember someone asked who was it and asked you how far the moon was, and you were like 27 miles.
I thought the moon was legit like 60 miles away. I was like, I would think it's like a ride to the shore, the moon. Right. Like, I thought the moon, because I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, like in the thing with the mirrors, it's like objects closer than they appear. And it's like in the, like, you
know. Oh, that would be an amazing like album cover.
I agree.
Objects are closer than they appear.
That should be the name of an album. Objects are closer than they appear.
It's a little long.
Well, I like long titles.
Okay, then.
So,
and the objects are closer than
Andrew,
they appear.
Andrew, let us have this one. Like, please.
I was just
wait, my favorite thing to do is write Taylor Swift songs on the spot now, since I'm like a Swiftie.
All right, so do it. Wait, guys, I was also thinking we should do, it might be a little like.
Let's do improv.
But it might be like a little bit of like an old trend now, like TikTok, like it all happened so fast. But I was thinking we should do the driver's license like trend where they like get in a group and they like sing it and they like can't stop laughing. It makes me laugh so hard. It really does.
Wait, let's plan a trip to visit Andrew.
Yeah. Andrew, when would you like us to come?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't.
Oh,
we're doing this live in an episode. I don't know when would be. I'm also taking consideration that we're in a pandemic.
Well, babe, well, I'm getting my vaccine on Friday. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll plan something maybe for like the spring when it's nicer
well,
out.
Well, remember when you told us just like a few weeks ago you guys got to come visit?
Mm-hmm. And you said
I didn't imagine
that you'd bring it up live in an episode.
You said anytime.
That's the risk you're willing to take, Andrew.
I suppose I didn't know that I agreed to those terms. Okay, then let's plan it right now, shall we? Great.
What's up with gay guys and them saying, yeah, let's do it. And then when you actually go to do it, they're like, well.
Oh, well, I will be moving apartments in May. So I think that would be more fun if like it happened after. Then it's my apartment is going to be a little bit bigger. So
what about like May 14th?
May 14th? Let's write it in. Yeah.
Well, are you looking at a calendar?
Yeah.
and so everyone will know exactly where we are.
Yeah.
Objects are closer than they appear. That's what I heard from the rearview mirror. That would be a Taylor Swift line.
That's great. That
she's right? She's too good. She's a picnic blanket forever in my heart.
Yeah, you love that she's a picnic blanket.
I do. And remember someone was like, well, that means she's like dingy and in like dirty and on the ground. I was like, no, it's because she's yeah, classic. Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, who said that again?
Who said that?
Was it Dominic?
Maybe.
Like, yeah, because you can walk all over her.
Right. You put like, food no. And crumbs get on her. And I was like, no, like the gingham classic like pattern.
You know, okay. Top, everybody name their most random thing that annoys them.
Okay. Hold on. I'm last because I'm just like, I don't know, off the top of my head. So
I mean, I have a lot. One of them's the leaf blower. One of them's the snow. One of mine is eating outside. Well, I love outdoor dining, but eating on the ground, when picnics. Eating on the beach. Why? Whoever said that was a good idea?
They were like, let's have a picnic. I don't like, and this is stopped because we're not like interacting with people out of bars and stuff like that, but when you tell someone what you do for a living, them asking how much you make. I don't know if this has been something.
Does that happen often?
That's never happened to me.
Me either.
No, it happens like so frequently for me because I think that people are drawing the correlation between what I do for a living and where I live, you know? And they're outwardly like asking inappropriately. And I'm like, and I just like had to just like throw random numbers sometimes. I'm like, okay, whatever is going to appease this person, I guess.
Oh my
But
God.
I really hate that. Yeah.
Okay. You're like, I make $150,000 per year.
Exactly.
So do the math, bitch.
Do the math.
My biggest annoyance, I hate, okay, I mean, this is like, this is the first thing I can think of, really, because I'm looking at it, but I hate like an unmade bed. Like, I have to make my bed every single day, every single day.
Oh, you do hate an unmade bed. You're like, let me make the bed real fast.
I agree.
But I'm trying to think of like other nuances. I can't. This is one thing I wish was different about me, is that I wish I got like annoyed easier. Because.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Elaborate.
Like, I wish that I wish that I had like a shorter circuit. I feel like my circuit is like never ending in a way.
You'll work on that.
Mm. It's retrograde after all, isn't it?
Well, I hope so. It's retrograde. I hope. Happy retrograde.
Happy retrograde.
Happy retrograde. Oh, happy retrograde. Okay, another thing. Sleepovers. When you were in middle school. Okay. Weird. How did we ever do sleepovers without being fucked up? How did you ever go stay at somebody's house without being absolutely obliterated?
I never knew what time like you would go to bed. Like, imagine, yeah, being sober and like getting put to bed at like 9 o'clock.
The only house that I had ever slept over that I actually spent the full night at, like, and fully slept was at Morgan's house in Mount Laurel. And that was when I was 16. Yeah, I fully slept that night. But other than that, like before that, I just wouldn't sleep. Like if I had a sleepover in middle school or high school that alcohol was not involved at, I would not sleep. I would just stay awake the whole night, even if people fell asleep.
What would you do? Because at that point, there were no phones, really.
I watched Flubber one time, like three times. Like,
wait, it's so funny that you say that, because the only show that I could remember I would be watching at sleepovers was Roxanne.
What's Roxanne? Roseanne?
Roseanne.
Roseanne.
I loved Roseanne. She'd be like,
because it was always Nick at Night. It was always George Lopez, and it was always Roseanne.
How about the downfall of Roseanne?
Yeah, right. But I don't know. Sleepovers are, yeah, they were strange. And then, oh, this is always like kind of like, I feel like everyone agrees on this. If you're sleeping over at someone's house and if you're the first one to wake up, like before you like learned how to interact with parents.
No.
Before you learned how to interact with parents, and like, what do you do? Like, do you go downstairs? Like, do you wake your friend up? Like, what do you do? Do you go back to sleep? Oh my God.
Yeah, you're like, hey, get up. I do not want to talk to your fucking parents by myself. Get up.
As they're like making pancakes, and like, I don't like pancakes, but thank you.
And they're like, hi.
You don't like pancakes?
And they're like, how'd you sleep? No, I'd rather waffles than pancakes.
Is there much of a difference?
I feel like the texture.
There's a giant difference.
I mean, it's ultimately the same batter.
Baby, they're so different. They are so different.
Waffles are crunchier on the outside.
They're completely different things, Andrew. That's
I've never met anybody that like sort of like gave a pass to waffles, but you know, draws the line at pancakes.
What you're doing right now, Andrew, is you're trying to compare like a patty melt to a cheeseburger. Like, they sure
What's
have similar
patty
things.
Melt?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. I was also thinking the same thing.
Patty melt.
I know what a patty melt is from Gabellino, and what it is, because like I remember. Do you ever like? Don't want to like talk like about Gabellino on here, but like this is a compliment to her, so
yeah,
she can take this as a big compliment. She will randomly like say little things,
yeah,
that you're like, yes, that's what I was trying to say, or like. She'll put it in a simple,
concise form. Yeah, I agree with that.
Can you please explain what is a patty melt?
So, like, every so, for example, we went to PJ's with her like the day after It was New Year's Day one morning.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, we talked about this before. And I was like, oh, I want like a cheeseburger, but I don't want it like on a cheeseburger roll. Like I want it as like a sandwich, but like a cheeseburger. And she was like, oh, like a patty melt. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, so it is the same thing. I feel like it only further proves my point about the waffles and pancakes.
No, it's not. They're totally different.
They're different because the texture, like I feel like with waffles, like you kind of like you press down on them so it gets golden on the outside. So it's a little crunchier. Like the texture is just better. Like pancakes,
let me look it up. Are waffles and pancakes the same? It says. unlike their waffle counterpart, pancakes are lighter and fluffier. Waffles tend to be heavier overall because they're made to be thicker.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like an essay that I would write in like middle school where it's like you have to meet a word count. The first sentence is, unlike the waffle counterpart, pancakes are lighter and fluffier. Second sentence, waffles tend to be heavier overall because they are made to be thicker, while pancakes are made to be light and fluffy. Pancakes are typically made in round shapes, but you can actually make them in whatever shape you want.
No way. Again?
Yeah.
Well, wait, what were we talking about before that?
You were talking about sleepovers.
Oh, yeah, sleepovers. And waking up to the pancakes, yeah.
Do you have any sleepover shit shows? I have a sleepover shit show.
I'm trying to think.
I got one.
I mean, I was, like, young, and I was, what, like, 8? Yeah, and I just, like, called my mom in the middle of the night to get picked up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Cause I just, you didn't like it? I didn't want to be there anymore.
You were done with it?
I was done with it. Yeah, but I have like certain people's houses that I get like PTSD sleepovers from.
Can you give me an example? You don't have to name the person, but can you give me an example?
Well, I would always get like yelled at when I the next morning, like after I woke up from there, like my parents would always be like, "Oh my god, we're coming to pick you up." Anthony, they don't do that with you, but it was someone else from high school, and it just like was never good.
And they would yell at you?
My parents would be like, "Get up, get up." They wouldn't yell, but like I always like slept in because we always had such like a late night, and like it was just.
Is
like,
it at my house?
It. No,
that's
it's
the
not
worst
your
when you're like wake up like really hungover and you wake up to a bunch of texts that are like, "Get up!"
Oh my god, it's the worst. It's
and all these missed calls, and then you try to act like you weren't actually asleep. You're like, "I've been awake the whole time. I just wasn't looking at my phone. Sorry."
Exactly. I was eating pancakes with the parents.
Pancakes.
I hate waffles. Oh my god. Well, so my shit show story from a sleepover is one time. This is kind of, I don't even know if I should tell this story. I'm going to tell it. Okay? And you can let me know if it's bad enough that we need to cut it out.
Okay. How old are you?
Like 12.
Okay.
I slept over at somebody's house, a guy. It was like a group of guys at a sleepover. And we were like boys at that age are so homoerotic. Like I can't explain it. But like
they're like experimental, you mean?
It's always like, "Hey, how about we play a game?" And it's like,
let's pull down our pants.
Yeah, let's all like pull down our pants and like see who gets a boner first. Or like, let's all like touch each other's penises and see who gets hard. Like, I literally was at a sleepover one time. I remember when it was like, we were reading like a sex book. Like, it was like a book about sex. And it was like, whoever gets like a boner first, like, has to do something. And then I remember like this one guy was like, "I have one," and everybody was like, prove that you have a boner.
Oh my god, it was like a badge of honor to get a boner.
I don't know, it's homoerotic, it's weird. But I remember we were talking about jerking off, and I had realized I'd been jerking off the wrong way.
Oh my god.
Because, you know, as I proudly said, I've been jerking off since I was like 4.
Right.
And
don't even say that. I hate that.
Okay. Wait, so how are you doing it wrong?
Okay. Stop.
So let me show you. Let me find something that looks like a penis. Okay. I don't know how it worked. So here's the penis. So how you're supposed to jerk off. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
How you're supposed to jerk off is like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm for those who are audio listeners, which is all of you, you just rub it up and down.
I think this might be like a good video clip.
What I would do, and this is how I discovered it, I would like press on it down. Like I'd press it. Like
while you
hard.
Had a boner?
Yeah. And I just like press my penis like really hard.
Down.
And like down.
But would you keep on doing it or would you keep it down? Like, or would
like,
you like
I just like
push,
keep pressing
push.
It. Like press, press, press.
Oh my God.
And
because it probably felt good on your balls.
Yeah, and then I would, like, come, but I didn't know that I was coming. Like, when I was coming, I just, I didn't know what it was. I thought it just, like, felt weird.
Oh, my God.
Okay, am I frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're frozen again.
I'm back, guys. All right. Sorry.
It's okay. Well, I'm so, happy that you've learned
but
how to
when I would ejaculate, though, when I would ejaculate, I guess I would never see it because I'd always have pants on when I was doing it and I wouldn't realize that cum was coming out. So
stop.
So one time at a sleepover, we had talked and all the guys were like doing this with like their hands. Like, and I was like, oh my God, that's how you jerk off. Like, it's not by pressing it down. So that's everybody right. had fallen asleep. And I took down my pants, like, behind a blanket, like, while, like, being on the couch. And I just was like, let me try it. So I was doing it. Cum shot. It was the first time I'd ever seen my penis ejaculate.
Oh, my God. A sleepover.
On their blanket. On their blanket.
Oh, my God. Wait, so.
So what I did. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We had ketchup and dino nuggies. In the thing, I took ketchup and put it on top of the cum.
Well, that is genius.
So
that
what?
That's so good.
For what reason?
Because I was like, oh, I spill ketchup on your blanket instead yes. of being like, there's semen all over your blanket.
I was like, oh my God, I'm such a like naive, like noob. I was like, oh my God, like, is mom gonna like blacklight like the basement? And like,
yeah, you with your irrational fears. Except mine are just as irrational sometimes, so that's fine.
Well, here's to irrational fears and retrograde snow days, learning how to jerk off,
and Anthony for
going viral on Billboard.
Yeah, this was a nice little fun episode that's pretty compact,
I would say.
Yeah, pretty compact. So I reached out to Tiff Bannister for everybody listening.
Oh my God, Anthony.
And I said, would you please come on the shit show? And she agreed to come.
Shut up.
Now, we're going to see if we can get her tied down to actually come on. But yeah. I'm going to see if she can record. Maybe she'll be able to record one night this week or something.
Would love that.
But guys, where can everybody follow us on Instagram?
Who wants to go first?
You go first, Morgan.
Okay, I'll go first. Mine, you can follow me at Morg, M-O-R-G underscore LaMotta. That's me. Thanks.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Anthony Lario, at A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-L-A-R-I-O. Or find me on TikTok.
On TikTok.
Under the same name.
Anthony, you actually were in my email today because TikTok sends me like updates on my social media and TikTok's always like, here are the videos that interest you, or like, here are the videos you've missed, and like, yours
popped
up.
And it's me. It's me. Andrew, where can people find you?
You can follow me on Instagram. Good thing I'm editing this, so yes. I can edit that out.
Oh, that is so funny! You're so talented!
Okay, you can follow me on Instagram at McGuy Guy, MCGY underscore guy.
Yes, honey.
And you can follow the Shit Show podcast on Instagram as well.
Instagram, yes, we can. And we'll get those promos up. And last but not least, on this beautiful, flurry February night, we'd all
and
love if you could
what
subscribe.
Are we gonna do? Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Okay.
Just do it. Just do it. Let me check right now and
so
see if
easy.
People have left
yeah,
more
let's,
reviews.
Let's read the stats. Let's call people out. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Like, why can you not?
Here's what I'll say. It takes an Listen, I love doing this so much. It takes 2 seconds. But here is, it takes us an hour or more to record this for you guys, and we enjoy doing it. It takes 2 seconds to subscribe to it. Love you.
You want to know what's funny? We got some random spike in listeners today. Weird.
I love it.
You know why?
Because of you. Because of TikTok. The algo, baby. Because of you. Yeah.
No, not a coincidence.
You did it. Wow. Honey. Look what you did. Look what you,
look
made,
what
me
you made me do. Look what you all made. Right, everybody. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. Welcome. Bye to the shit.
The shit show.
Yeah, that was a shit show.